So Dr. Brown, tell us a little bit about how you would approach the use of acalabrutinib.
Right. So we've already discussed that in general, acalabrutinib has an improved safety profile compared to ibrutinib, certainly with respect to atrial fibrillation. That's what we feel, at least from our non-comparative data so far in one randomized trial. We'll soon have more randomized data on that subject. I tend to think that there's somewhat less bleeding, although there's certainly still bleeding with acalabrutinib. And so for patients with those comorbidities, acalabrutinib is potentially a preferred choice. The toxicities of ibrutinib, as we can see from comparing the ECOG and Alliance studies, tend to increase with increasing age. And so as you get an older patient with more comorbidities, especially cardiac comorbidities, those patients I tend to lean more toward acalabrutinib as well, because I've had many have to come off rapidly for cardiac toxicity.
So it looks like there's general consensus across our panel of experts. Dr. Friedberg tends to agree with you that for a patient with atrial fibrillation or perhaps one that you might be considering anticoagulation or intolerance to ibrutinib for another reason, he would use acalabrutinib in exactly those situations. And it looks like the rest of us generally would think about using that for the right kind of patient for many of the same reasons that have already been mentioned. So what about clinical trial data and personal experience? How would you compare the tolerability and toxicity of acalabrutinib to that of ibrutinib in patients with CLL? It looks like 57% think that acalabrutinib has less toxicity. There's an even split between those who don't know or believe that there are not enough data to make a decision at this time, and about 8% who say that that's about the same. So Dr. Wyack, how do you view the toxicity of acalabrutinib versus ibrutinib, both in terms of efficacy and in terms of toxicity?
So I think, you know, there is quite a bit of safety data with acalabrutinib so far, including small studies where patients on ibrutinib who have intolerance are switched to acalabrutinib. And in general, the toxicities in that setting, the toxicities that patients have on ibrutinib are less on acalabrutinib. So I think that it is fairly clear that acalabrutinib has less toxicity. There are some toxicities that are probably class specific, like bleeding and bruising are seen with both agents. I agree with Dr. Brown that I think acalabrutinib has less bruising in my experience. When you look at the studies, like the rates of major bleeding on like time contemporary studies are pretty similar, I think, between the two drugs, but minor bleeding is a little bit better with acalabrutinib. In terms of efficacy, you know, the data would suggest so far that they're about the same. However, we're very lucky that there is a head-to-head study in patients with high-risk relapsed CLL that eventually will hopefully tell us if one of these is more effective than the other.